Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Pei Hei, the last daf here in the eighth parak of Maseches Trumas, as we have 8, 9, 10, 11 in this Masechta, and we end off with some amazing agarata, well, halachic agarata relating to yesterday's discussion, where we had tragic cases, again, interesting cases, but tragic cases about pirates and anasim coming over and saying, you know, give us one of you or we'll kill all of you. What are the halachas? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, very important, about Sheva ben Michri. How do you understand that line of Chazal? Is it Chayim Misa like Sheva ben Michri? Is it just singled out? Because after all, he's going to die anyways. Either he's going to die by himself or he's going to die with everybody else. So maybe you wouldn't apply the principle of my chazis. Machlokas, maybe Rambam and Meiri about what we paskin. And then we had the Ula Bar Koshef, he ran away, and Rabbi Shimon Levi handed him over. And why did he hand him over? Should he not have handed him over? That's the halacha. Should he have gone Lefnim Mishuras Adin, which means Mishas Chasidim? What exactly could he have done? So that was an interesting discussion. So again, as we have said many times, Yerushalmi often, it just leaves open many possibilities of interpretation. We don't have Rashi, we don't have Tosfos, we don't have the Mefarshim. So here we have some Rishonim that deal with it in Sanhedrin, because that's where the parallel Gemaras are, and they deal with this Yerushalmi. But here we have another. Right here coming up, we have another major source, which is quoted by the Poskim in a similar context. Second to last line, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Isi is Sid B'Safsufa. Rav Isi was captured. He was captured in Safsufa for some reason. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Yikarach HaMeis B'Sadino. Literally, let the mace be wrapped in his shrouds. What does that mean? What can you do? There's nothing to do, says the Mara Fulda. Mashal hu, klomer yanichenu b'tfisaso. Leave him. There's nothing that we can do. He's captured, and I guess we don't want to endanger others. So there's not much to do. Rav Chaim Kadievsky, v'chiyesh biyadeinu lahatzilo. Do we have a way to save him? El yichra chameis besadino. You know, let him be wrapped. Same idea. Pnei Moshe, klomar. Shenisya'i shemenu. They gave up hope. Vein lo el lahachin la'atzmo takri chameis. Let him, you know, get his shrouds ready. So that's what Rabbi Yonasan said. Reish Lakish would hear nothing of it. Amar Hashem and Lakish, Reish Lakish, who, as we know, we mentioned a couple of days ago, the story from Maseches Gittin. Remember that story where Reish Lakish went against the cannibals and took care of them? And he said, just give me one last request, and he took care of all of them. This is Reish Lakish. So Amar Hashem and Lakish, Ad ana katel v'ana miskatel. Either I'm going to get killed or I'm going to kill them. You know, I'm going in, Reish Lakish said. Ad ana katil v'ana miskatil. Ana ezil, I will go umeshezev lei b'chayla and save them by force. I will save them by force. Azal upaisun. He went and he spoke to them and he appeased them. V'yavun lei, and he got out Rev Isi from captivity. Unbelievable, even without a fight. Even without a fight. Omar lon, you know, let's stop there for a moment, even before we continue the story. This Yerushalmi plays a major role. It is an unknown Yerushalmi. Unknown. Well, it's the Yerushalmi that we guess is what's being referred to. There is what's known as the Hagos Maimonios. The Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Maimonios in the sugya of, does one have to, is one allowed to, put oneself into a suffix sakana to save a fellow Jew from a vadai sakana? That's a huge topic. Nichnas atzmo l'safik sakana, k'dei l'hatzil atzmo m'vadei sakana. Meaning, some things are clear. If somebody is drowning, and I am not a lifeguard, and if I go in, I'm going to drown. So then, to put yourself into vadei sakana, to save somebody from vadei sakana, that's for sure. And this is not just vadei sakana, this is, you know, in that type of case, for sure it's usur for you to go in. Because that's basically suicide if you know your person is going to die, if they don't know how to swim. If there's no sakana, and then to save somebody from a vade sakana, that's for sure chayiv, right? Lo samar al dam reyecha. But what about the middle case? If there's a somewhat of a sakana in order to save my friend from a vade sakana, right? So that used to be, I mean, it's still the sugya of, you know, giving a kidney, right? There is some level of sakana, even though it's a pretty low level of sakana, abizban hazeh, to save somebody from vade sakana, and other types of parallel cases. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Maimonios, who says that in the Yerushalmi, there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to put yourself in the Vadei Sakana to save somebody from Vadei Sakana. Which Yerushalmi is the Hagos Maimonios talking about? So most say, right here. Yerushalmi in Trumas at the end of the eighth parak, right here. Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, I'm going in. So, you see, he put himself into a sakana in order to save from a vada sakana. Right? Unless you say, what's the way out of this, Yerushalmi? Reish Lakish, well, lefnim Rishur Sadin. Right? We were just talking about, Mishas Chasidim. Reish Lakish was Reish Lakish. Maybe for him it wasn't such a suffix sakana, because he knew he was a, you know, he's a strong, strong man. Maybe for him not. But this is the Rishami that's quoted. That's quoted, for to explain. Maybe that's where that's the base Yosef Peshin Lagos Mamanios, you know, which Rishami it's being referred to. Even if this is the Rishami and the Gos Mamanios quotes it, most poskim assume that we don't paskin that way. We would paskin that one is allowed to, which is also a Chiddush. What am I saying? What is not allowed to? Well, that's step two. First, let's get to step one. Do you have to? So most of them not. The Sma in Tav Chavav, in the end of Choshev Mishpat, the Sma quotes this Hagos Mamanios in the name of the Yerushalmi, and then the Sma, one of the great notes that Kelem on Shulchan Aruch says, well, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef quotes it, and this is a classic question, that when the Beis Yosef quotes something but does not repeat it in Shulchan Aruch, what does that mean? Beis Yosef quotes that, you know, one shouldn't eat cheese and fish. You know, but it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So some Sephardim are makbid about that, right? Having bagels and lox and cream cheese. And others are not, because it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef Kara quotes it in the Beis Yosef, but it's not repeated in Shulchan Aruch. So this is another example. The Sma says, V'gamze hishmitu ha-machaber v'harama. U'baze yesh lomar, kiva sha-poskim, ha-rif, ha-rambam, ha-rosh, v'atur, lo he-viyu pipiskeyen, mishimhochi hishmitu ha-gamkein. None of the great Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, quote this halacha about m'chuyav l'hachnas asmos, so we don't paskin that way. Maybe there is a Bavli that's against. Where's the Bavli that's against? You gotta search through all of Shas. Where's the Bavli that might be against it? So if you start at the beginning of Shas Brachas Aveis, you got to go a long way. Nida Samach Aleph, right? Nida Samach Aleph. Hahu Hanu Bnei Galilah. The Nafakalei Kala Dekalto Nafsha. There were some Galileans that there was a rumor that they killed. Also, they came to Rabbi Tarfon. Amrule Litvinamar, hide us, please. Amar Lohu Hechinavid. So he says, I don't know what to do. Ilo Atmarinchu Chazi Asaychu. If I don't hide you, they'll see you. If I hide you, but why is this a nida samach aleph? Remember that Gemara? Lashon hara, you're not supposed to accept. We have to be choshesh. So I don't know. Maybe it's if you're murderers, I don't want you in my basement. Says Rabbi Tarfon. But that's the Gemara Bechadai Ben Achikam. Right, that's the same daf. So Rabbi Tarfon's like, I don't know. To hide you, if I don't hide you, you're going to be killed. If I hide you, I'm putting myself in danger. Zilu atun tamer nafshaychu. Go find yourself a different hiding place. So what do you see from that Gemara? Maybe to put yourself into something sakana, you know, you don't have to. So Tosfos there discussed it, but again, this could be another Gemara on the other side. So see, the psak, we assume is one does not have to. Against that, Hagos Amanios, in the name of the Yerushalmi, which might be Reish Lakish. Again, you might interpret, reading it now, it sounds, I mean, what did Rabbi Yonasan just say? Done. Rabbi Yonasan said, you know, we there's nothing to do. Reish Lakish came along and said, I'm going in. Even from the reading of the Gemara, it sounds like, as we'll get to, Reish Lakish was different. Reish Lakish, we're about to have another story with Reish Lakish. So again, it's not Mechuyev. What about, is it allowed? So that seems, again, seems to be a machlokas. The Radvaz, we quoted this Radvaz in the past, amazing Radvaz. Gimel Tav Reish Chav Zayin. There was a case, again, an Anas case where somebody says to a Jew, let me cut off your ear, or let me cut off an aver of yours, a limb of yours, or I'm going to kill your friend. Does a person have to give their limb in order to save their friend? Do they have to give their life? They don't have to give their life. They're not allowed to kill their friend, but you have to shave al-tasa, just stay there. But if does somebody have to give a limb? So the Radvaz, based on a couple of svaris, says no. Says midas chasidus avoladin yeshuva malas akanas aver de shabbos shekein onis de asim mishmaya lefichach ein sakanas aver docha shabbos aval sheyavu hu onis alam nechaver lo shamanu v'tzu Dilman. He says maybe a person is going to die from it. He says I've seen. He says, I saw somebody who got cut on his ear and he died. He says, I see, you never know. See, and he quotes others, but he says, and then he says at the end, right, this goes on that list. To allow yourself to get blinded or to chop off your arm so your friend doesn't get die. So maybe you would say, yeah, but he says, no. You want to? Fine. So Ravaz seems to say it is allowed. And it is maybe even praiseworthy. And that's, this is how most assume that Rav Avadia and Rav Moshe, that it is a rishus. It is a rishus. It is not a vada. The Ar Sameach, the Beit Shachim even says that maybe it's meduyik in a pasuk in the Torah. And then we'll continue. In a pasuk in the Torah, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe when he is in Midian, by Yom Hashem Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim, because all the people who wanted to kill you are dead. And maybe it means they became poor. That means, right, Dustin and Aviram. They're all dead, so you could go back. But if they wouldn't be dead, then he wouldn't have to go back to save the Jewish people? Says the Meshech Chachma. Right? That's Meshech Chachma reading the Torah in a way that we don't read the Torah. Right? So he says, Muchach, it's for sure. Shem hayu chayim ha-mavakshim es-nafsho, lo ha-yitzorach le-lech lo-tim and esomim Yisrayim. Afo pisha kol Yisrael tzrichem ilav. Eino tzorach le-achmet atzmo b'sakana. Remember, this is also like that Mishnah in Maseches Makis, that if somebody's in near Miklad, he doesn't have to go out even to save Klal Yisrael, because the Goel Adam might get him. What do you mean? The whole Klal Yisrael needs him. Even if you're the Sar Tzva, like Yoav Ben Tzruya, so the big Shaila Nachronim, like, do you really understand that literally? That even if all the Klal Yisrael needs you to save them, you don't leave the near Miklad? Again, this is a Leibedik topic, in terms of Savi Sakana, but it's right here. It's right here at the end of Trumas. The end of Trumas. One other marker, if you want to look, the Netziv talks about this in the Hemek She'ela. The Hemek She'ela in Kuf Chavtes. You know, the She'iltos, Rav Achoygon, I don't know if I would call it a Sefer HaMitzvos, but he has a Sefer Halacha based on the Parsha. Based on the Parsha. So in Kuf Chavtes, She'ilta, usher to accept, to talk and accept Lashon Hara. Separate Inyan and Halacha. Again, it's not a Sefer HaMitzvah, but Shilta Asalon the basis role is Ta'uye Lashon Hara, the Chiechi Dasil is Ta'uye, Asal Kibule. You can't talk Lashon Hara, you can't accept Lashon Hara. What's the Makar? The Meraglim. All of Klal Yisrael accepted the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. That was terrible. Right? And not just the Meraglim themselves, but they accepted it. And then towards the end, he quotes this, discussion of the Netziv in Os Dalid of the Aglos Amanios, and he assumes that most other Rishonim argue on this, Midas Chasidus, Vechulu. We continue. Again, today is one of those dafim that we need more time. Continue. So Amar Lo, so we're in the middle of the story, third line. So after Reish Lakish saves Rev Isi from captivity, Vatun Gabe Sabon, you could go to our elders, Vu Masli Aleichon. You could go, Reish Lakish tell these captives, you know what, you could go to our rabbi to get a bracha if you want. Little daven for you. Vu Masli Aleichon. Atun, all of a sudden, the great tzaddikim. They do terrible things, and all of a sudden, because Reish Lakish got him free, okay, you know, now it's different. Atun Gabi Rabbi Yochanan, they came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Lon, my Dahavi Bil Vavchon, so Rabbi Yochanan hears them, and he sees that they're fakers. So he says, and they say, oh, we were, whatever story they made up, we were taking care of the captive, and we were going to return him, and whatever. My Dahavi Bil Vavchon, so Rabbi Yochanan says, whatever was in your heart, mevid lay, yamta lahu ama. God should bring to that nation, meaning to you. Meaning what you were thinking of doing to them, Hashem should bring to you. Lomatun apifsaros ad azlon kulhon. They didn't get back home to apifsaros until they were all dead. So, Rabbi Yochanan, we have some stories in Shas about the power of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The eyes that he stared, right? Nasagashal atzamas, Basra and hey, and others. But Rabbi Yochanan gave him a curse and that was it. Zeir barchinina isid bisafsufa. I guess Safsufa was a dangerous place. Zeir barchinina also got captured in Safsufa. So like Rabbi Imi, Rabbi Shmuel, Mifaisi lavei. Rav Imi and Rav Shmuel tried to, be Mifais and tried to get him out. Amra lahon zinavia malchusa. Right? Zenavia, their queen, said, Yalefu Baraichon Avid Lechonisin. Your God does a lot of miracles. You know, have him do some miracles. Have him do some miracles. So the question is, Ma'ashikin Bey. So, question is, where do you read that with? Ma'ashikin Bey. If you look in the Maharaf Fulda, Ma'ashikin Bey is Bishvil Sharogel Lasos Lachem Nisim Atem Misyakrim Bey Umuvtachim Alav Lasos Lachem Nis. You are, you know, holding your, you think a God's going to do a miracle for you. You hold yourself so high, okay, you can try it, but, you know, it's a kind of, you're holding yourself so high. Rav Chaim Chalevsky just reads this with the next phrase, Mashikin Bey, meaning, meanwhile, Alol Chad Sarki, Ton Chad Safsa, all of a sudden an Arab walks in holding a spear, Amarlon Bahadi Safsira Kato Barnitzer Lachui. He says, you know, this spear killed Barnitzer, your brother, meaning talking to the queen, right? V'ishte, and because she was so, you know, in shock that her brother had died, v'ishtezev Zer ben Chinna, then Zer got out. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of things, b'derech hateva, and, you know, that was saved. Rabbi Yochanan, ikbich ba'alei kanya. Rabbi Yochanan was robbed by the ba'alei kanya. If you're Reish Lakish's Chavrusa, don't start up. So Rabbi Yochanan was robbed by the Baalei Kanya. Solik LeBeis Vada, he went to the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Rishim and Lakish, Sholev Lo Megev. This is a fascinating story about, you know, put this with all the Rabbi Yochanan stories. So Rabbi Yochanan goes to the Beis Medrash, Reish Lakish starts talking to him and learning, and Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer. He didn't answer. Right? Sholev Lo Megev. Again, he asks him and doesn't answer. Amar Le Ma'o Hachin, Reish Lakish says, Rebbe, what's going on? Why are you so out of it? Right? Amar Le, Kol He'evarim Tuliyim Belev, V'Halev Tali Bekis. All my limbs are Tali in the heart, meaning my mood. And my mood on my pockets, by everything that, you know, was stolen from me. This is Rabbi Yochanan. You see, he's also human. I mean, this is his Talmud, as we saw yesterday. Right? It's his Talmud. And we know the Gemara, he used to go around, he lost 10 sons, and he used to go, Dane Garmad Asir Beer, he used to carry around the bone of his 10th son, and, used to appease people. And the other Gemara, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz puts together, right, but Metzia, when he lost Reish Lakish, his Chavrusa, he couldn't live. He couldn't live. Right? Heichad Bar Lakisha, Heichad Abar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? And he couldn't deal with it. Which shows that he couldn't, but you see here a human side. You know, his mind is preoccupied, right? He just got everything stolen from him. So he walks to the, he has a little difficulty learning. So again, it's a little comfort to us when we have other things in our mind. But again, it doesn't mean that we could use it as an excuse. But anyway, so Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish hears this and says, right, he hears, everything's totally on the heart and my heart is preoccupied. So Amar Lei, we'll get back to that line, but first finish the story. Amar Lei, Amau Khan, what's going on? What happened? Amar Lei, Ikpach is Baalei Kanya. The Baalei Kanya stole everything from me. Amar Lei, Chamaliz of Yasa, show me their hiding place. Reish Lakish says, Nafik Machvilei. So Reish Lakish shows, Rabbi Yochanan, I guess, shows where it was taken from. Chamisun min rachok, Vishari mitzaltzel. He sees them from afar, and he starts, mitzaltzel, and he starts, screaming. Amrin, im Rabbi Yochanan, who Yosef, I'm sorry, he starts screaming at them that they should, you know, I'm Reish Lakish, you better return. Amrin, they said, oh, in Rabbi Yochanan, who Yasi Palka. We didn't know it was Rabbi Yochanan we stole from. If it was Rabbi Yochanan, okay, we'll give back half. We'll give back half the stuff. We didn't realize it was the Gadol Hadar. Amr Alon, Reish Lakish says, Chayechan Kulan Nasev. No, you're going to give back all. You're not going to give back half, you're going to give back all. V'nasev Kulan, he gave back all. Okay, that was, Reish Lakish didn't even have to go. You know, didn't even have to go. But this is him, right? So some of the Mefarshim point out that they knew Reish Lakish. They knew Reish Lakish from his background, and they didn't want to start up with Reish Lakish, right? They knew, remember the story, the first time Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish, Bar Metzia, he was already impressed just by his physique, and by his essence. Reish Lakish was an unbelievable, you know, learner. Obviously, he was the only one that gave Rabbi Yochanan nachas in terms of learning. Every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, Reish Lakish has 24 kashas on everything Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Yochanan had to give 24 answers, and that gave him sipak hanefesh. And after that, you could get the greatest rabbi of the generation, who was Rabbi Elazar ben Pedasa, I remember, and he says, I don't need you to back me up. I need you to ask kashas. But this is Reish Lakish in terms of that. There's also an interesting, the Gemara says here, so one of the Achronim in the back, connect this. Rabbi Yochanan says, all limbs are tali on the heart, and the heart is tali on the kiss. There are two tshuvas. But the first one, Chacham Tzvi, Simen Ayin Dalid, has a discussion. There was a young girl who had a chicken shechted from the butcher, brought the chicken home and has it in the kitchen. It was about to prepare it, and she's turns around to go get a pot out, and she's there, and all of a sudden she turns around and there's no heart in the chicken, and she looks and she has a pet cat on the floor. But she didn't see the cat go up, and the cat always gets stuff that she drops on the floor. But she didn't give anything to the cat yet, but the heart's missing. Do we assume that this is a trefa? It's a chicken without a heart. Or do we assume, can we assume, even though she didn't hear anything, and she doesn't see any digestion going on in the cat, that the cat jumped up, took the heart, and went back down, and now is waiting very patiently for the next piece. So the Chacham Tzvi says, this was a chicken that was robust and healthy until yesterday. It didn't look like it was dying. It didn't look like it was schlepping around. And the Chacham Tzvi says, you can't live without a heart. It's impossible that this cat was a trefa that was without a heart. It has to be that the cat took the heart. It has to be, because can't live without a heart. And again, he doesn't quote this Yerushalmi, but what does our Yerushalmi say? Kol ha'ivarim tsluyin b'leiv. All the ivarim are tali on the heart. Right, that's the, what does it say? Hamburg, tuf samach tes. So he says, v'amra ha'riba shalom matalei tanagolas. The girl says that the chicken didn't eat the heart. I was here the whole time. V'ima ba'alas ha'tanagolas amra. The mother says, shema okarav levadai hushlech ha'lev la'aretz. It must have fallen down. V'achlu ha'chatul ha'omid sha'muchan lechal ha'nofel. The cat eats everything on the floor. V'ariba ha'meres, ani lo ishlachti l'chatul. Ela hu atchul. I gave her the spleen. I didn't give her the heart. Aval halev lo ishlachti lechatul. V'atanagolas shmeina ubria vitova. It is a nice, plump, good-looking chicken. V'ein ba shum chisaron v'lo rikavon bebnei me'eha. The intestines look perfect. V'lo nikar shum roshem milev shenimok in ismasme. It doesn't seem like any type of a falling apart of the heart. Uba maisel avnei atamidim v'hitrifua mitam nital alev. Right, and the Talmidim pasled, trafed it up, because they said, oh, nitil alev, right, that's the Siman Memeim Shulchan Aruch. Yorenu amore ma mishpatan agolas. Says the Chacham Tzvi, toim kol ha'omrim kein. You are all mistaken. Ki davar baruhu lakol asher libo lev chacham bekirbo, umoach bekadkado. If anybody's got a heart and a brain, they know the answer to this question. She'i efshar l'shum nivra ba'olam lichyos afilu sha'a achas below lev. Ve'yeh ke'echon habriyim. Ve'i efshar l'tzayer klal mitzius nital, ela she'tekef achar she'chotcho alev min ha'bal chai shachtuhu. Uve'machvas choli i efshar lomar she'imas alev yismakmak. You would see him falling apart. Nothing, liquefied. And even though, I don't have to prove this, I'll bring you a raya. And he quotes a raya from a Kesef Mishnah and others. And then he says, you want to call me a Zohar? He quotes a Zohar. He says, you know what the Radvaz says? Whenever there's a machlokas between the Zohar and the Bavli, there's nothing to talk about, right? The Bavli wins. Kolakam sheina zohar chole, and even if it's not, especially if it's not beferish, you pass like the Bavli. Okay, and he continues. Anyway, but this is relating to everything's totally on the heart, right here. This lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. We continue. Diklon chazira mechoni talia debut nashia. The stories are not over. You had to wait 85 dafin for this story, but here it is. Right? Diklut Chazira. Diklut was a non-Jewish swine herder. Right? A herder of pigs. And Mechone Talia de Yehuda Neshaya. The students of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, I think that's the grandson or the great-great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, used to play around with him and hit him, and they didn't want him near the Beis Medrash with all his pigs. Is Avin Melech, and later on in life he became the king. Nachas Lepa, and he wanted to get back to the back at the rabbis, who were his the young, you know, guys who used to make fun of him and hit him, you know, now are the rabbis. So Nachas Lepamis, he went to Pamis, which is a faraway place from where the rabbis were. And Shalach Kasin Basar Abanan, he sent a letter to the rabbis. Tavon Gabali Bemifki Shubsa Miyad, I need you here the second after Shabbos. I mean, he wanted to find an excuse in order to get them to violate his word, so then he could punish them. So he sends them a letter. You have to be here right after Shabbos. And he sends the letter with the shliach to get there right before Shabbos. He wanted to frame them. And he gets there right before Shabbos. So now what? It's right before Shabbos. They have to get to somewhere far away right after Shabbos. They don't want to be Mechal Shabbos, and he knows that. V'havi Reb Yudin Neshayev, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Nachton L'mischei B'dimusa D'Tveria. They were just going to the bathhouse in Tveria to take an Erev Shabbos bath. And they didn't know what to do. But either way, Asa, all of a sudden, Asa, Angitris Gabon. Angitris shows up. Who's Angitris? He's their fellow demon. He's a demon that just happens to be there, right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shedu Gabon. Uba, right? What does it sound like? If you remember, Me'ilo Yud Zayin. Remember, they were on their way to with the Gzeira and to Rav Shmuel Achoy to get rid of the Gzeira, and also a demon met them and helped them out. So here, Uba Rav Yudin Ashaya Leminzape. So Rav Yudin Ashaya was trying to like just shoo him away. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? So Amar Leishmol Rav Nachman. Rav Shmuel Nachman says, "Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Arfile, leave him alone. Lenisin hu mischami." Maybe he came by to help us out, to do some miracles. Help us out. Again, it's similar to that Gemara, again, in Me'ilu Yud Zayin, where Rabbi Yeshua Bayachai originally didn't want to use that demon. He says, I don't understand. The Shifcha of my great Alta Zeda, who was, Hagar, she got Malachim. She got Malachim, and I get a demon. And he ends up saying, okay, but okay, you got to use what you got to use, right? So he ended up using the demon. Remember, the demon possessed the daughter of this Kesar, and then he went and healed her, and lived happily ever after over there. But here, so also the demon, okay, I guess you got to use what you got to use. Amalon Mara Banan Abdin. So the demon says, "Nu, what happened?" I guess the demons don't know everything. So he says, "What happened? What are the rabbis?" He saw that, I guess they were upset. Tznon lan leuvda. Tell me what happened. Amalon Schon. He says, "Leave it to me. Leave it to me." I'm sorry. Tznon leuvda. They told him exactly what happened. So Amar Lon, he says to them, Schon de Bar Yechon of Nisan. Right? And, your God will do Nisan, meaning I'm here to help you out. But Mafki Shubsa, right after Shabbos, Ton Yehon, Yason, he takes them on his wings. Right? The Gemara in Chagiga talks about how demons are, you know, a little bit like, Malachim and a little bit like people, so I guess they have wings and they can fly, right? So he takes them and he carries them al yason and he stands them in wherever the place was where the pas where the place went in Pamias. He goes there and which might be the Banyas, right? It's not so far from I mean it's far if you want to walk there from Tveria. So Bavki ships the Tony Yason Val Yason. Amrin Le Vahara Banin Labar. So all of a sudden the king, Caesar is in there. They told a diklut and they said the rabbis are outside. Haraban Labar, Omar, he says, really? Oh, I guess he prepared for this. He says, Lo Yechman Apai Adin Sachin. I don't want to see them until they take a shower. Right, they didn't take a shower since yesterday afternoon, and they must have had a long trip, so they need to go take a shower. And Havi Hahibe Bani, there was only one bathhouse in the area. Az Ye Shiva Yomin Veshiva Lelvin. He had heated it for 7 days and seven nights to make it burning, scalding hot, that it was impossible for a person to go in. Nafak, and what did the demon do? Nafak La Va'atsina. He cooled it down. Va'atsna Kadamehon. Va'alun Vakamun Laikumi. So they went, and he cooled it down. They took a nice bath. And they came Motzi Shabbos in front of the Diklus. Amar Lahun, begin the Bar Yechon Ava Luchun Nisun. Wow. Because, see, he's a little in shock, but now he still has one line. Because your God does miracles for you. Atan Mevazan Malchusa, you can make fun of me. You can hit me. You can treat me like you did when I was younger. You know, it's a Bizayan. Amrin Le, Diklut, Chazira Bazinan. They said, we embarrassed and only disgraced Dikluk when he was a swine herder. Diklitianis Malka Lobazinon, but now, no, we give you a great covet. If you get covet, then it was, you were different and we were different. You know, times were different. You know, so don't blame us for that. Afilu kein, but then he says to them, you know, even though you say that, lo machasi lo burim yizayev lo b'chavazir. Don't start up with little Romans and little Chabarim, which is another nation that caused problems for the Jews. Just don't start up giving them a good piece of advice. You know, you never know where people are going to end up. So don't start up. That's the end of the story. It also doesn't say whether the rabbis, whether they were defending the children, whether they were defending themselves when they were younger. But either way, we definitely believe that you shouldn't start up with, our enemies. But again, you don't know the context. Maybe they were bringing the pigs right outside the Beis Medrash as a tease. You don't know exactly some of the details of the story, but this is an amazing finish to the eighth parak. Hadran Alach, Ha'isha, Shahaisa, a lot of amazing stories in this parak. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up next time with planting truma. Planting truma. We've alluded to this before. You plant truma, there's still the status of truma. B'shogig, b'mezid, b'Hashem. As we get into the third to last parak here in Masechta Shumos, we've done 8. We got 3 more. 3 more in front of us, b'ezus Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.